recording our call.
This meeting is now being recorded.
There we go. We're on the record. Amy, would you mind taking roll call for us?
My pleasure. Chair Tuss?
Here.
Thank you. Regent Sheehy?
Here.
Thank you. Regent Holman?
Here.
Thank you. Regent Nystuen?
Here.
Regent Albrecht?
Here.
And Commissioner Christian?
I am here.
The governor's office is represented by Ms. Smiley. Is she present?
Yep, I'm here.
Thank you. And Superintendent Juno was unable to make it, and she is excused from this call.
Thank you, Amy. We do have a quorum, so let's proceed. And we do have the one action item, real reason for today's call, and that's action item A, request for authority to construct facility at MSU Bozeman. Is there somebody from MSU Bozeman that will be addressing this issue?
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. This is Wadette Cruzado from Montana State University. We have on the line Bob Lasherway, who will be guiding us through this conversation. Bob, are you there?
Yes. It's a very straightforward item. It's simply to correct an error in citation. If you have the item before you, we had originally cited 18.2.102.2c, and we need to cite really 18.2.102.2b. And I've included just some under explanation number three that we're not changing anything else related to that previous item, but this will allow us then, the governor's budget office really wanted to have this error corrected prior to proceeding.
Thank you, Bob, for that explanation. Are there any questions of Bob about this particular proposal? Are there any questions from members of the Board of Regents? Is there any additional comments from members of the board, from the campuses, or the public on this item?
No.
Hearing none, is there a motion to approve this item?
I'd so move. This is Bob Nystuen.
Thank you, Regent Nystuen. We've heard the motion from Regent Nystuen to approve this particular agenda item. Are there any additional comments from members of the board, from campuses, or the public?
No.
Any additional comments? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the item is approved. Now on to information item relative to meeting scheduled discussion. And at this time, I'd like to address a topic that is a topic of considerable public interest, especially lately, even though it remains to be seen to what degree it may become a subject of Board of Regent action. I'm referring to the subject of the osteopathic medical education and the private sector feasibility study about the potential for a private medical school in Bozeman. As was mentioned at our November meeting in Bozeman, there's the potential for future decisions to be made about whether Montana State University may have some level of affiliation with a private medical school. Mr. Commissioner, I know that you're on the line here. Given the keen interest in this particular topic, could you share with us your thoughts on how the board may proceed appropriately in terms of public involvement and dialogue with this topic?
Chair, sure. It goes without saying that it is of interest, and we've been saying for a while that this will be a process that plays itself out. I think good feedback we've received is What is that process, and what will be the involvement? And I think from that, you as a board, the president, President Cruzado in Bozeman, can take good feedback as to how this thing takes shape. I said at the November meeting that there could be a time when some questions would come to the board. And I don't know if we know what that time is or exactly what those questions are, but we've had input, and I think that we should probably move that statement from could to should. I think that it would give us a forum if we were to have a meeting, and I would advocate for a meeting somewhere in the not-too-distant future to allow some feedback to say what are the major issues. We know what some of the requests are, but I think between now and a meeting, we would try to firm up what is being asked of us. And then ultimately, I think we hear from the public. I don't think it happens at this first meeting, but I think at some point after public input, the board can decide what level of involvement it thinks it should have, or what level of involvement the president should have after consultation with the public and others to make sure that we get this very important decision right. And frankly, it's a conversation I think we need to have that goes way beyond one osteopathic school or not, or another, or other issues, is sort of what is the right level of engagement. So we get over this hurdle of people feeling like there wasn't the right forum for comment. I would suggest that we ask Amy to try to find us a date to do that, and we would take some kind of a fact-finding input at the time, and then from there, I think with consultation, we can decide what items, if any, need to come before the board, and what direction that the president is taking, if any, with regard to what her and her campus thinks should come before the board, and at some point in time would be the right venue to deliberate over those. But I think if we create a meeting, we could open the door to that conversation and allow for a process, which is something we've been talking about, to unfold.
Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate that. As all of the members of the Regents know, we've been receiving a considerable amount of public interest and comment on this particular issue, this particular item. It would certainly be my thought as chair to attempt to schedule something sooner rather than later on this particular issue. And knowing that we've got the holidays ahead of us, perhaps scheduling something for the new year in January would be appropriate from my perspective, and obviously giving enough notice to the public that we'll be doing this and to be soliciting further input from the public on this particular topic. My thought is that it probably makes sense to have this public forum, and I think that would be the appropriate way to name this, a public forum in Bozeman, perhaps on campus. And so with that, I would open it up for additional comments from members of the board.
Mr. Chair, this is Bob Nystuen.
Yes, Regent Nystuen.
Thank you. I am a big proponent of doing this shortly after the first of the year in Bozeman and not in part of another meeting. If we were to put together kind of an agenda, I think that there should be some defined time frames in which everybody that can see the agenda says, oh, I see this is a part of the meeting that I certainly would like to attend the forum, and so on. And I think it would be great, especially for me being a fairly new regent, to get an understanding from the commissioner's office and President Cruzado a baseline of information. What do we know today based on, you know, I can see various things in the pre-feasibility study and so forth. Where are we today in the scheme of things? Of what's perhaps a little bit of the timeline? I think it would be interesting to hear from the WAMI folks. Again, this has been very informative for me to understand the magnitude of this, but I think it'd be great to get a good understanding of the WAMI program. At a defined time, I think it would be good to hear from the Burrell group as far as allowing a good time frame for them to really explain what this project is and where they would see it going from here. Next, maybe Montana State University's view from how it all might come together. And then at a certain point in time, to have a time defined for proponents of the project to get up and discuss it. And then an equal amount of time on the agenda for opponents of it. And then certainly we always know that we'd need time for the general public and so on. But, you know, if the proponents didn't fill up their time, we'd recess, we allow the, take a little time away off the agenda, and then allow the opponents a specific same amount of time to get a chance to discuss their viewpoints on the proposal here. Certainly any time that we could hear from the community of Bozeman and the surrounding area, I think that would be well advised too. So that's just a couple of thoughts off the top of my head here as we look at how do we define this this day going forward here. But it's pretty well defined as far as a time frame and agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Eisten. You've given this obviously some thought into what I view as a very fair process. So thank you for those very thoughtful comments.
You're welcome.
Additional comments from members of the board on this?
This is Regent Sheehy.
Go ahead.
Regent Sheehy, was that you?
It was me. I want to echo Bob's suggestions and add that at the first meeting, I think that for me what would be most helpful if we turned our comments in terms of helping us to discover which parts of this, if any, and to me that's a very open question, which parts, if any, of this process come before the Board of Regents, and the corollary of that is how do we best advise and support our commissioner and our president when exploring options such as this. Not in a slam down kind of way, but in I want to know what is it that I am supposed to be doing in managing, and to do that I need more information from all the sides of this triangle, from the commissioner's office, from President Cruzado, from my fellow regents, and also, of course, from the public, to really define what exactly are the issues and which among those issues comes before us that we might advise and guide our people with.
Great points, Regent Sheehy. Those are important questions that you have. Thank you for your comments. Regent Albrecht, I believe I heard you.
Yes, Chair Tuss, members of the board. I would just simply ask that, given that if this is in a physical location such as Bozeman, that it would be nice to ensure that there is access for folks throughout the state or wherever to be able to provide their input from whatever perspective. And so ensuring that we have that ability. And then if there is any possibility that we can, under the WAMI discussion that Regent Nystuen brought up, if there is a way that we can somehow understand what challenges WAMI is experiencing with so that this discussion further educates us on some of the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead within the discussion that has arisen around issues with residency, et cetera. So it sort of helps to elevate the overall education of what the needs of the state are within for medical education. And I just think that that will also help to set the stage so that we understand our role through the Board of Regents, as well as providing that foundation of understanding how any sort of ventures might serve or not serve the future of
of our WAMI program in medical education.
Good points on both the access issue and WAMI. I think that having some conversation about that particular program, and all of us on the board have received communication in the last couple of days from WAMI with regard to this particular proposal. So I think that's a solid suggestion. Thank you. Are there additional comments? Was that you, Commissioner?
Yeah. If I could, Chair Tess, I think we're all saying the same thing. I just want to be careful that we set expectations where they are. I actually think what Regent Sheehy is saying is exact conversation that we need to have, and we need to be careful that it's framed in that light. We won't have a decision in front of you, and so I would rather set the stage as a forum to hear what issues are important and stakeholders believe are important for the board to possibly consider down the road. And I just think it's important to clear that up so we don't, in terms of proponents and opponents, we won't have an item at this first meeting anyway to be voting on. This is really to seek comment on what items are important to Montana and where does the board need to what items does it need to consider in trying to shape education as best it can, given the dynamics around this one? I think that's particularly important. There's certainly some nuances as a for-profit entity that need to be discussed as well, but sort of how those interact. But I want to make sure the public, if listening or when this meeting gets noticed, understand we won't have agenda items in front of us to vote on and to take public comment in that light. But it will be more of a conversation, I think, as Regent Sheehy shaped it, to sort of see what role do we want to play in this and what is important from that standpoint.
You're correct, Commissioner. Lay that out very nicely. I would agree. Let me open it up to additional comments from members of the board, if there are any. Are there any additional thoughts or comments on this? We will proceed accordingly. Again, let me reiterate that it is indeed my intention to call this particular meeting, this forum, at a date that's yet to be determined, that will give appropriate public notice to make sure that we have certainly a fair process and that people have enough advance notice about the meeting to be held after the new year in Bozeman. Additional questions about that? It doesn't sound like there is. So at this point, I would open up the meeting to, as we always do, public comment. Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Any public comment? Hearing none. I first of all want to wish everyone a wonderful and happy holiday season, and I will be seeing most of you early in the new year. So happy holidays, and with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you.